Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Bethany Kelly, your host for Amazing Authors and Brilliant Books. And with me today is our leading lady, Felina Hansen, the founder of Hera Hub. Good morning, Felina.
Good morning, Bethany.
It's lovely to have you here today. And we are going to be talking about Felina's new book called Flight Club, Rebel, Reinvent, and Thrive, How to Launch Your Dream Business, which is recently released, correct?
You got it, yeah. It's awesome to have it out in the world, finally.
Yeah. So, Felina, we know you're an amazing woman and you've got a lot on your plate. What inspired you to write this book? Did you just wake up one day and think, oh, I've got nothing better to do? Or what was the driving force behind the idea here?
Like most business owners, right? Like, what am I going to do today? I'll write a book. Sure, perfect.
Yeah, oh, I have nothing else to do. Nothing, absolutely.
Exactly. So, like a lot of folks who write a book, especially a nonfiction book that is related to, you know, their industry, their profession, whatnot, I've talked to a lot of authors that certainly take some time, and it was the same for me as well. It took me about 2 years to write the book. But the process and thinking about sharing some aspect of, you know, my life and my knowledge and, you know, what am I going to share with the world has certainly been marinating long before that. Like most, we've all been through something in our life that for some is physical, for some it's emotional, for some it's both. And over the course of, I'd say, my 30s, I had a number of folks say, you know, gosh, wow, you've been through a lot. You need to write a book, right? And it's one thing to say you're going to write a book. It's another thing entirely different to actually do it and publish it. So, and mostly was the focus of just being able to share my story. And as you mentioned in the subtitle of the book, my story has a lot to do with rebellion, not only growing up in a very unconventional, rather rebellious family, but also becoming an entrepreneur. I fancy myself a rebel, as many entrepreneurs do.
Right.
And the reinvention piece has been very thematic in my life as well, going through a car accident that I 1,000% should not be alive at age 22, hit by a fire truck in an intersection here in San Diego and breaking 27 bones in my arms, legs, and face. At age 22, that's an amazing opportunity to reinvent oneself and have an amazing perspective. Yeah. So that coupled with getting laid off 3 times by the age of 30, working for more on the startup side companies, a little bit in the tech space, and running into 2 companies selling and one, frankly, just running out of money, another opportunity to reinvent myself at age 30, and going through a divorce at that very same time was, again, an opportunity to reinvent myself. And I think that's a theme for a lot of women.
Yeah. So your story, I mean, this book is amazing, and I was reading part of it this morning, and I just couldn't put it down. You have an amazing story. What was it like to write about that? Was it difficult? Did it come pretty easily? How was it digging back down into that and presenting it to the world? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I have shared parts of my story in other books, contributor content for a book on leadership, women's leadership, for example, a textbook actually for college students. So it wasn't like it was buried deep within. I've talked, done a number of talks that kind of wove in my story as well. For me, process-wise, I started writing, well, again, I wrote my story before in regards to that book contribution, but I really took July 4th, 2 years ago, the entire day to actually tell my entire story on video. And then I had that transcribed, and then I worked with that content and had a close friend of mine help me massage the content, so to speak. She's a professional writer, and it was very helpful to help her storytize. I know that's not a word, but I'm just calling that a word. My timeline.
You're
so
an author. You can invent words.
Sure, exactly. So I invent words a lot. That's part of the rebellious streak. People are like, what are you saying? I'm like,
there you go.
A word. I just made it up. So it was very helpful to have somebody who'd been, because I'd never written a book. I actually did make an attempt at a book right after I divorced called 30 Reasons Not to Marry Before 30, but I never finished it, which is by choice. But that was, it was so helpful to have Rachel go through that with me. But the book is just only the first about third of it is my story. The book is really targeted to, although lots of folks outside of this target market have read it and enjoyed it very much, but the book is targeted towards women who are still in corporate, so to speak, stuck in their J-O-B, and are ready, mm-hmm. as we coin in the book, to lean out as opposed to lean in, like Sheryl Sandberg says.
Right.
I'm calling women to lean out and launch their own business. So the second part of the book is contributor content and then my continued advice and direction for women who are thinking about leaning out and need the courage and, you know, the nudging around what kind of business should they launch. So it really takes the reader through mindset, through tackling fears, through looking at passion and strength and where does that fit market opportunity. And then the last part of the book is driving the reader back to an online platform that I built, took me about a year to build, called steps2startup.com, which is a 17-step foundational process to go take somebody through the process of launching their business. So the very nitty-gritty stuff that kind of bogs people down, like entity uh-huh. set up and tax structure set up and making sure, you know, everything is foundationally set up before you really take flight, so to speak, in your business.
Wow. So not only is the reader getting a book with an amazing story that, and also a lot of information, but you're also giving them this platform with all these resources. What a gift. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
That's why it took me 2 years to finish, to be honest, because it's not just
sure.
a book about my story. It really, that Steps to Startup platform took me about a year to build. And it's not because there isn't a billion pieces of content online. It's because there's a billion pieces of content online.
Exactly.
There's so much information out there that people get overwhelmed. And this isn't a how to write a business plan platform, although we touch on that. And I talk about, you know, using the kind of the more lean methodology that's popular now in the business model canvas to you know, hash out, flesh out your ideas. But it's really more the nuts and bolts and very sequential. That's the biggest thing I see a lot of women who are launching businesses, and I'm sure men find this challenging too, is
mm-hmm.
what do I do first? What do I do second? What do I do third? And they get sometimes tangled up in trying to do too many things at the same time and not executing, again, those core foundational parts of building a business.
Well, that's fantastic, and I love how you have not just written a book, but you've also created this platform here to bring interested readers further along in their journey. And obviously this speaks to your entrepreneurial expertise, but a lot of authors I know there or have spoken with, they're like, oh, I'm going to write a book, and then the sales of the book are going to bring me a lot of money. And I am usually the first one to pop that balloon of theirs, but I love the strategy that you've taken here, and I'd love to hear a little bit from you, like how you built that, or I mean, clearly you did that very intentionally. But to the author who's thinking that, oh, I'm going to write a book and it's going to, the sales of the book are going to bring me a lot of money, I'd love to hear your take on that. What would you say to them?
Yeah, so the economics of my process, I will certainly never even break even on my book, to be honest. From the sale of the book, per se. And I self-published mostly because I just wanted to get it out there quickly. And obviously it gave me a lot of control, 100% control of the process. And as a type A rebel entrepreneur, I love being in control. So, you know, it worked for me. So, and obviously the world as it is, it's so easy to self-publish a book with CreateSpace and whatnot. So all that lined up, so to speak. But for me, I going back to this platform piece, I didn't, as you mentioned, Bethany, I didn't just want to, you know, create a book and tell my story. There's a billion stories out there, right? I mean, and a lot of people have far more interesting stories than I do, by all means. But I wanted to, you know, my background's in marketing. I'm very intentional in regards to who I write for, and that's just as of habit of being in marketing for over 20 years. So being very targeted to, I'm going to tell my story to inspire a woman who is stuck in her gray cubicle, and that is, you know, part of the name, Flight Club, taking flight as an entrepreneur, but making a play on the movie in 1999 with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton called Fight Club, which you may or may not have seen.
Of course I saw it.
Of course, exactly. Brad Pitt has his shirt off after
Brad Pitt in it and Edward Norton. Exactly. Who didn't see it?
You know, obviously a bit of a gritty movie, and by no means am I, you know, supporting the idea of going to fight. The plot line of the movie, or the subplot of the movie, is really Edward Norton, you know, sitting in his gray cubicle and feeling very stuck, so to speak, wanting something more, some richness in life, some connectivity. His statement is everything is a copy of a copy of a copy, right? And breaking out of the everyday norm of the gray cubicle. And so I did, you know, that was about the same time that I was breaking out of my own gray cubicle, not necessarily exactly by choice, but because, again, working, you know, in the world of marketing and startups, getting laid off is kind of the norm, so to speak. So for me, that movie was very impactful in the time it came. And the connotation of being part of something that's bigger, being part of a community, is very much what Hera Hub is about. And so to me, it was fitting. And using the analogy, or I guess that's not the right word, but the reference, I guess, of flight, taking flight as an entrepreneur, is personal to my story, as you may have read, Bethany, if you read the first part of the book. I grew up with peacocks. My mom is like a modern day Jane Goodall, and that was my first entrepreneurial job, was selling, not job, but adventure, was selling peacock feathers in front of our little local JJ's market in Rio Grande, California. So the tie-in to, you know, the flight, the bird, the peacock, the, you know, taking flight as an entrepreneur kind of all came together.
And how beautifully it came together. So just in case our listeners may want to reach out to you after the show, and I, to all the listeners, I highly recommend getting her book and reading it and connecting with Selena. How would you like our listeners to contact you?
Absolutely. So the book website is really the best place to start. I have a ton of content and videos and additional resources there, and it's just flightclubbook.com. And you can reach out to me there. There's a email marketing list for upcoming events and things of that nature folks can sign up for. And then we also have a pretty active Facebook page where folks are contributing ideas and content, and we're announcing upcoming events. I'm just kind of ramping up. I just launched a book about a month ago, and I'm navigating with the world of how do I really get this out into the world.
Fantastic. Wonderful. So, Feline, I have a question for you. You know, you are a busy entrepreneur. You have founded Haraha, which is a thriving co-working space. Now, you've got tons of things on your plate. What did it really take to get it done? I'm sure you know a lot of authors, and I certainly do, who are like, oh, yes, I'm going to write a book someday. What made the difference between you saying that you wanted to write a book and actually getting it done? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, for me, and this ties into building of the Steps to Startup platform, it was a lot of weekends and just carving out my weekend. There are plenty of weekends where people are out at the beach and, you know, on their boats and doing all kinds of stuff. I routinely am working on the weekends on all the additional things that I want to bring to life. And so it's frankly, it's discipline, like anything in the world. To accomplish something, you have to be disciplined. And it was the support of the community, too. It was engaging with a number of our members who, you know, could give me advice and tips and direction along the way, and going to Writer's Lounge every week. And, you know, all these little things that really are just disciplining yourself to do it, because it's easy to let life get in the way, so to speak, from things that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And, you know, you mentioned that you got a lot of support. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what types of support you got and at what junctures different types of support was necessary or helpful to you? I know a lot of authors who get started think they're going to have to do it all alone, and that's not necessarily the case. So I always like to ask people on my show, what kind of support did you get and when, and what was most helpful to you about that?
Yeah, I mean, so much from, you know, again, going to Writer's Lounge here at Hera Hub on a weekly basis, to being involved in our Carlsbad location. Two of our members spearheaded something called Author Salon, and attending that and hearing the stories of other authors and what they went through, to working with my friends and also Hera Hub member Rachel Kowalski, who's worked with dozens and dozens of authors and just helping them flesh out a book idea and, you know, create an opportunity for more engaged writing on my part, to, you know, engaging one of our members for the book layout, to, you know, how to get it up on CreateSpace. I mean, I don't know what I don't know, and I'm very cognizant of that. I'm also, you know, running a very, you know, busy business, and if I don't outsource it to somebody else, you know, what I always routinely say is I need somebody else to drive the cart on things that I don't know how to do. Even specifically on the Steps to Startup platform, I engaged one of our members' assistants to meet with me every Saturday for 4 months for about 4 hours a day, just to bounce ideas and collect content and massage content and rewrite, and so I could get that platform up, because that wasn't just, I mean, the content's in the book, but that was building the website and videos and, you know, all kinds of other things that went along with that. So there was so much. It was a symphony of support.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I know a lot of authors need support and sometimes don't always know where to get it or where to find it. So I'm so glad you clearly have your business has built a community of incredibly talented people, and how lovely it is to be able to tap into that in so many ways all the time.
Exactly.
So, you know what I want to ask you about, Felina, because I heard and I didn't go to it, and I'm very disappointed that I didn't quite make it, but tell us about your book launch party. That was pretty awesome. And very in line, very in keeping with your book. I'd love to hear
right.
about it.
Yeah, so I like to do goofy things, like pop-up nightclubs in the middle of downtown San Diego, but I won't get into that. I don't even think that made it into the book, but anyways. So
that's for your second book.
Yeah, exactly. In line with the goofy things that I do, I had always wanted to paraglide. And I actually, someday I want to skydive, but that wasn't really, wasn't something I was going to do that day. So anyways, I thought paragliding was a safer bet, although come to find out, actually, skydiving is slightly safer than paragliding. But anyhow, so I took flight the afternoon of my book launch at Torrey Pines Glider Port here in San Diego, which is a very unique hang gliding place, paragliding, hang gliding. They're very similar, where you paraglide right over the Pacific Ocean. It's really amazing. You literally jump off a cliff. Now, until you're certified, you do in tandem. So I wasn't by myself. I had a very experienced gentleman helping me, but it was really remarkable and fun and very thematic to your point of the book of taking flight. And actually, a girlfriend of mine and one of our members did it with me. So it was a load of fun. And then we actually, a woman-owned company, a restaurant here in San Diego called Bella Vista Social Club, just up the street, and we did the party. I didn't do like a reading or anything like that. I just had a party, basically. And so we had about 75 women come and just have a glass of wine and enjoy and, yeah, really just celebrate being done, frankly.
Congratulations. Well, you certainly deserved it. And so with all of the risks that you've taken in your life and in your entrepreneurial journey, how did jumping off that cliff of the paragliding like amount to it? Was it terrifying? Was it scary? Was it pretty tame in comparison? How was it?
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, I don't want to say I wasn't a tiny bit like nervous, but it was not, it was so, it was easy compared to a lot of things that I've done. So I highly recommend it.
That is so cool. That is so cool. So what are your, so when you look at now becoming an author and having this book and this platform as well, what is your big vision for where you want to take it? I mean, you're just a month out. You've just launched your book for a month. Like, in a year from now, what would you like, what results would you like to see from this book and from becoming an author?
Yeah, so this really ties into my vision with Hera Hub. And if anyone's listening and doesn't know what Hera Hub is, you must be living under a rock. No, I'm just kidding. it's a shared workspace for female entrepreneurs that I created 5 years ago. So my vision for Hera Hub is to support over 20,000 women in the launch and growth of their business by 2020, which is just 4 short years down the road here. So far in San Diego, we've supported well over 1,000 women just through our doors, so to speak. We're expanding nationally through a licensing model. We opened in Washington, D.C. last year. So that is part of building that, you know, supporting 20,000 women. But the book is an extension of that. It's really, can I inspire more women to, you know, lean out, to launch their own business, to find the support and the community and the confidence to do just that. And this book is very much part of that supporting 20,000 women by 2020 goal.
Fabulous. I love how you have that goal so clearly defined. And I think that is the mark of a successful author is to have, like, what is this book going to do for you really clearly defined. Some authors that I that I start working with, I'm like, what is this book going to do for you? And they're like, well, I don't know. I think I'd like it to be useful to me in my business. And there's often where we start, because I'm like, you've got to have that solid. There's a couple of things you really have to have solid at the beginning before you start, because if you don't know where you're going, then you're never going to get there. So I love how you can articulate that so very clearly. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
So what advice would you give to, I know if they can read the book, and I hope that after listening to this radio show they will, but for someone who's listening, one of our listeners who is stuck, feeling stuck in their cubicle and has been contemplating taking a step to become an entrepreneur, what's one piece of advice you would give them, or one initial step that you would recommend that they take?
Yeah, it really is simple. It's find community. You shouldn't, just like being, you know, becoming an author, you shouldn't do it alone. Becoming an entrepreneur, you shouldn't do it alone. It's build community, find community. You know, if you were in a city that has a co-working space, go check it out. Check out meetup groups for entrepreneurship and professional women's organizations, like the National Association of Women Business Owners, for example. So find community, find other people who are doing it and who have been there and done it.
Excellent. I love that advice. And then for the last piece of advice I'd love to ask you is, what piece of advice would you give to someone who is contemplating writing a book or starting their book? What's the biggest piece of advice you would give them?
Yeah, it's a good question. Everybody is different. Obviously, the community piece still holds. For what I see a lot of folks, and I meet a lot of people who are, I'm writing a book. Writing a book and finishing and publishing a book, as I said at the beginning of our chat today, Bethany, are two entirely different things.
Absolutely.
I would have to say about 1 in 20 people I talk to actually finish and publish their book that say they're writing a book. It comes down to, of course, finding community, but it's just discipline. It's create a routine. You know, it's stay home on Saturday and just dig in and do it. Find events around community and other authors, like we did here at Hera Hub, the 48-hour book writing challenge of, you know, we had 17 aspiring authors come in and just sit their butt in the seat essentially for 2 days to just get it on paper. So create a system and a routine and a discipline around writing and getting it done.
Thank you so much, Blina. I really appreciate all of your wisdom, and thank you for coming on this radio show. For being our leading lady, that's our show for today. And a big thank you to all our listeners. We'll be back again next Monday morning for another Women Lead radio show. We're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. And our leading lady next week will be Annie Cataldo, founder and creator at J Loveline. She will be talking about Successful Soulful Sanctuary. Is the space you work in working for you? So join us next week for that. I am Bethany Kelly, host of Amazing Authors and Brilliant Books. Thank you for listening, and keep reading, keep writing, and never forget the power of the written word.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.